I invite you to turn with me to read just a few verses of Scripture to 2 Chronicles 7. 2 Chronicles 7, as we read together verses 11 through 16. 2 Chronicles 7, 11 through 16. A beautiful context here. Solomon had finished building the temple of the Lord and had dedicated that temple and had offered a beautiful prayer to our God. And then in verses 11 through 16, we find our Lord's answer to Solomon's request. Beginning at verse 11. When Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord and the royal palace and had succeeded in carrying out all he had in mind to do in the temple of the Lord and in his own palace, the Lord appeared to him at night and said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifices. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. Now, it's not my purpose tonight to do a full exposition of this passage, but simply to take a couple of moments and draw our attention to what I believe is the greatest blessing or comfort of true prayer. Of course, we know that prayer is no strange topic to Scripture. As well, it's no strange activity for the believer. Prayer is and is to be a natural part of the believer's life. It is that gift from God which He has given to His people in order to respond to His Word to us. He speaks to us His Word as we have it recorded in the pages of the Bible, which the Holy Spirit applies to the born-again heart. As well, He speaks to us through the incarnate Word, His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And His Word, beloved, is the gospel message that for those who repent of their sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, they enjoy salvation full and free. And the believer's response for such a great salvation, we know, is to be thankfulness. Our thankfulness, of course, includes a life of obedience to God, demonstrating our thankfulness to Him. But also, it includes, as the Heidelberg Catechism so rightly says, that the chief part of thankfulness is to be prayer. Not only that we should demonstrate our thankfulness to God, but that we should express it as well from our lips. Prayer is a necessary part of the believer's lifeline to God, as through prayer we communicate many things to Him. Prayer is necessary. It's for our good. And that's why God, throughout Scripture, commands His people to pray. Paul says in Colossians 4, verse 2, devote yourselves to prayer. And he says in Philippians 4, verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And then in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, he says, pray continually. And in Luke chapter 18, Jesus tells a parable to teach that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. And as well, we know that the Bible includes prayers for us to read, for our spiritual benefit, prayers from many saints. For example, prayers from Moses, Elijah, David, Hannah, Solomon, as we have in 2 Chronicles chapter 6. And as well, prayers from our Lord Jesus Christ Himself. There are many things, of course, that we could say about prayer. We could talk about that acronym ACTS, Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, Supplication, as well as many other things. And of course, we all know that many questions have been asked with regard to prayer, such as if God is sovereign and He knows what we need before we ask Him, then why pray? Isn't it a waste of time? Or does prayer change things? Or what should we pray for? Or how are we to pray? Or when should we offer prayer? And I believe that the Word of God answers all of these questions and more. But all of these questions aside, I submit to you tonight that the reason prayer is one of the great privileges of the Christian life, and the reason it is such a comfort for you and me, and the reason that we probably don't even have to ask some of these questions, is because God hears. Very simply, God hears. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now I find it fascinating that the Lord God appears to Solomon and answered Solomon according to Solomon's prayer of dedication for the temple. And if you read Solomon's prayer in chapter 6, which I heartily encourage all of you to do, it's a beautiful prayer. As Solomon, in humility, comes before the one whom he says, the heaven of heavens cannot contain you. How should this house? Yet he asks God to dwell there. And if you read that prayer, much of what Solomon prays is that when God's people have sinned, not if, but when God's people have sinned and God punishes them, whether by the enemy's sword or whether by drought or famine or plague, and then the people humble themselves and repent and seek God's face and turn from their wicked ways, then Solomon prays that God would hear from heaven and forgive their sins. And the Lord's response is, I will hear. I will. And again, there's much we could say with regard to this passage of Scripture. We could talk about the fact that God will hear His people, those whom He has called to be His very own. We could talk about the fact that God will hear His people when they come to Him in humility and again seek His face and turn from their wicked ways. And we could talk about what God promises to do for those He hears. But as we bow in prayer tonight and always, even in our daily lives, I encourage all of us to consider this, that God will hear His humbled people. What an awesome thing. And let this be an awesome thought and a truth to us, that the One who created all things, the One who alone is God, the One who knows the end from the beginning, the One who knows our thoughts before we think them and our words before we say them, the One who knows the very secrets of our hearts, the One who controls the hearts of the kings of the earth, the One whose plans Satan cannot thwart, the One who names the very stars in the universe, the One who alone that can make a difference for you and me, may we be humbled by the very fact that this One hears our prayer. Not one little syllable of our prayer falls to the ground unheard. Not one sigh of the heart of a single child of God misses His ear. Oh, of course, He may not always give us what we have requested, but He always gives us what's best for us. What a privilege we've been given to come to Him in prayer. Him, He who is from everlasting to everlasting. And what a comfort to know that when His people pray, God hears. And therefore, beloved, may we never, ever refuse His invitation to pray.
Let us bow our hearts together as we approach our God, our Father, in prayer. Eternal, immortal, and invisible God, infinite in power, in wisdom, and in goodness, You dwell in the light that we cannot approach in ourselves, where thousands upon thousands minister to You, and where 10,000 times 10,000 stand before You. Yet You have condescended to dwell with the humble and contrite and take pleasure in Your people. You have set out for your people a new and living way so that with boldness we may enter into your glorious presence by the blood of Jesus. And you've called upon us to seek you while you may be found. We come, therefore, before you tonight as your people, called by your name. Assemble together those who know your tender mercies. Do not despise us, Lord, though we are unworthy, for we come in Jesus' name. You are greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be held in reverence for all that you are and all that you have done and all that you will do. Lord, put proper fear of you in our hearts so that with reverence and awe we might serve you properly. Sanctify us that you may be treated as holy and honored by us when we draw near to you. Give us the spirit of grace and hope in our asking. Help us in our weakness, that our prayers may be faithful, fervent, and effective. Let the desires of our hearts be to glorify and honor your most holy name. Draw us near to yourself with our hearts as well as our lips. Let us magnify you with thanksgiving and glory in your praise. Let us rejoice in your salvation and magnify your name. Open our lips, O Lord, and let our mouths show forth your praise. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Eternal God and merciful Father, we humble ourselves before you and before your great majesty, against which we frequently and grievously offend. We know that if you would enter into judgment with us, we would deserve nothing less than eternal death. We know without a doubt that we are unclean before you and are by nature children of wrath. We're conceived and born in sin and desire to fight against you and against our neighbor. We continually transgress your commandments, failing to do what you've commanded us to do and doing that which you have clearly forbidden us. We are all like sheep having gone astray. Each has turned to his own way. And Lord, we confess to our humiliation and to the praise of your mercy that our debt to you is so great that we cannot begin to repay. We are not worthy to be called your children. Apart from Christ, not fit to lift our hearts to you in prayer. But you, O Lord and gracious Father, do not desire the death of us sinners, but rather that we should turn to you and live. We know that your mercy toward us is without measure, and so we take courage to call upon you from the depths of our hearts, trusting in our high priest and mediator, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. We pray that you will have compassion on our infirmities, even as you forgive our sins for Christ's sake. Wash us anew in the pure fountain of his blood, so that we may again know ourselves to be clean and white as snow. Let us know afresh that you cover our nakedness with Christ's innocence and righteousness for the glory of your name. Deliver our understanding from all blindness and our hearts from all self-will and rebellion. And by your Holy Spirit, who indwells us as your people, raise our voices together in the words that our Lord gave us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening to pray for our families, our church, and for education. Lord, we are sinful people and unworthy of seeking your face, for you are all-powerful, ever-seeing, and wholly just. You are the creator and ruler of this world, whose plan will be accomplished. But we come before you, Father, in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your grace, for restoring us to your favor through the indescribable gift of your Son and the comforting strength of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for our families. You have provided for our need for human love and companionship through the institution of family from the very beginning of the world. You are the master of our lives, and therefore you are the head of our homes. We thank you for the love that unites us as families. Keep our families faithful and strong in every trial. Sustain our joy and affection for many years to come. Equip us, Holy Spirit, with patient endurance, sacrificial service, unfailing courtesy, endless trust, and lasting love. Grant that our homes will be places of laughter and, in times of difficulty or trouble, a haven of healing and forgiveness. We thank you for the great blessing of family life, and we trust your covenant promise to work within our families throughout the generations, calling our children also to live lives in service to you. Guide us as parents in raising our children to love and follow you. Heavenly Father, show us how to love and honor our parents as you command us to do. Father, surround those of us who live without the benefit of earthly families and are alone. Surround them with your presence and the love, companionship, and Christian fellowship of our congregation. We praise you for the prosperity of our family life, for that comes from you. We need your patience in our afflictions. We pray for those among us who mourn the loss of loved ones. Be near our elderly, who often fight the loneliness of extended years. Fill their need for Christian fellowship and grant them joy in serving you. Watch over and protect parents and children who are separated by great distance. Strengthen the family bonds that stretch over the miles to distant places. Nurture the sick among us with your strength and your healing power. Restore our loved ones to health. Heal them to health, lead them into ways of service for you, and give them your peace. Lord in heaven, tonight we also pray for this congregation. We come to you with thanksgiving for the blessing of this place of worship. You, O Lord, our Heavenly Father, have provided us with a wonderful facility that is dedicated to proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the privilege of meeting with fellow believers every Sunday to sing praises to you, to pray communally, to hear your word, and to support kingdom causes. Father, we pray for Pastor Donovan and Pastor Voss. We thank you for their ministry among us, and we ask that you will continue to sustain them with your grace. Strengthen them in their tasks as your shepherds in our midst, as your messengers of peace, and enlighten their minds to know the truth of your word and to preach with boldness the gospel of Christ. We are also thankful for the deacons and elders that you provide for us. We pray that the deacons will remain faithful watchmen, sympathetic and self-denying in their ministry of Christian mercy, in receiving and distributing of offerings of this congregation. And we pray that the elders will remain diligent in the governance of this church, making sure that the purity of the gospel is maintained and that we, your people, live godly lives. Bless each one of us as members of this congregation. We are thankful to you for those who teach the catechism and Sunday school classes. We thank you, Lord, also for our custodians, our musicians, the nursery workers, for those who lead the various study groups, and those who are at work behind the scenes. Lead Escondido United Reformed Church throughout the coming year. We pray that you, Father, will use us to bring the gospel to our neighbors and to aid the wants of those who are hurting. And we pray that this church will be found faithful, clinging to you through Jesus Christ. and resting in the assurance of your covenant faithfulness. Heavenly Father, this evening we pray for schools. Bless the places of learning that equip our children. You've made our children as varied as the flowers of a garden. You have blessed each one of them uniquely, and each fragile, growing child is infinitely precious in your sight. Guide those that teach our children to lead them aright as they teach, and guide our children in knowing more and more about your creation and your will for their lives. We pray for those among us who teach and work in schools. Help them to do their task in reverence, working at it with all their heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. Guide them in a clear understanding of our children as they teach and lead them in knowing more about you, about your world, and as they equip our children with knowledge and skills and work within children's hearts also, O Lord, the desire to work for you. Bless also the schools your congregation supports through the giving of time, labor, and gifts. Bless Calvin Christian School, Westminster Seminary, Mars, and Calvin, Dort, and Trinity Christian Colleges. And bless also those of us who are involved in starting Providence here in California. May each of these institutions seek your will and work for your glory in molding young people for lives of Christian discipleship and Christian service. Heavenly Father, we pray all of this in the name of Jesus, our precious Savior. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening in prayer, knowing that prayer is the most important part of the thankfulness which you require of us. Grant us your grace and your Holy Spirit to constantly thank you for the gifts that we receive. Lord, you have told us in Ephesians 6 that we should pray in the Spirit on all occasions and with all kinds of prayers and requests. You are near to all who call upon you. Father, tonight we pray for the sick and afflicted in our church family. We think especially of Pauline Eckert, Thea Rentz, Johanna Oz, Betty Prince, Joe Horton, John Johannes, and Janet Young. Some of them have recently lost a spouse, and others of them have been alone for many years. Be with them in a special way as they experience physical infirmities and weaknesses, and keep them strong in their faith, knowing that you love them and care for them and will never leave them. We also pray for Gene Howerzile and Ben Goodhart as they continue to recover from surgery. We again remember Catherine Van Drunen this evening as she awaits further treatment. Give her patience and give her understanding with regard to your life, to your will for her life. We thank you, too, for the good report on William DeYoung and pray that you will continue to bless him as he seeks to provide for his family. And be also, too, this evening with a 2-year-old Marcus Blankesfor, the 2-year-old nephew of Arlene Vandervecht and Marvin Lant in Iowa. That's just 1 week ago he was diagnosed with leukemia. Lord, be with that family and touch them and give them comfort in this hour. For all these loved ones, we pray that you will heal their bodies and bring restoration. Give them patience in knowing that their bodies, give them patience in knowing that your will be done in their lives. We thank you also for the rich blessings of modern medicine, Lord. You've provided many and various means of healing and protection through doctors and medication. We are grateful for the way that you care for us. Help us to put our complete trust in your healing mercies. Be in a special way, too, with those for whom medicine has failed, those whose only hope remains in your compassion and your power. Our Father, we ask you to cleanse their souls as well as their bodies. Keep them strong in the faith, no matter what their circumstances. Be a source of comfort to them and to those that love them. Give them hope in you, their Father, and stand by them in their time of suffering. Wrap them in your arms of love, O Father. Lord, we know that there are others who are hurting physically, emotionally, or spiritually. Give them a special measure of your grace. We pray too, Father, for those who have lost loved ones in death. There have been several in our own congregation here this past year. We think of those families who have lost a husband, a wife, a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, a grandparent, or a child. Will you bring comfort in their sorrow? Fill their emptiness with your healing love, for you have said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. We are grateful that you have promised never to leave us. Our Father, remind us as a church of that love that binds us close to thee and to one another. May we be like the Good Samaritan who showed kindness and compassion to a stranger along the way. Help us to increase our concern for one another, to offer a kind word or a thoughtful deed to those that are sad, lonely, those that are struggling or grieving. Lord, may we reach out to show love to those not only in our own congregation who need it, but to those that we meet in the community around us. Lord, we offer these petitions knowing that we are weak, but you are strong. Father, we ask that you hear our prayer for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Our Father in heaven, this evening we also pray for those you have established to rule over us, from the President of the United States all the way down to our local law enforcement officers. Will you cause them to rule over us according to your laws, that they would keep evil in check? Praise those who do good and provide an atmosphere where your church is protected and encouraged, that the kingdom of Christ may be promoted. Forgive us, Lord, for our guilty silence in the face of a virtual river of blood that flows from the doors of the abortion clinics throughout this nation. In your wrath, please remember mercy. Please give wisdom and discernment to President George Bush as he contemplates taking us to a war against those who would seek to destroy us. And Father, there are some from this congregation who call President Bush their commander-in-chief. We specifically ask your blessing to rest on Ralph Janikowski, Shane Eckert, and Russ Chappell. Ralph, who commands the Navy cruiser, the Princeton, who is this moment in Hawaii and heading on to almost certain battle. Guide him and his men, Lord, and bring them back home when their mission is complete. Please be with Shane Eckert, who is in boot camp with the United States Marine Corps. May his training serve him well as he embarks on a mission of service. Please protect him, Father. And Russ Chappell, as he serves in the Naval Reserves, thank you, Lord, for raising up men who volunteer to serve in the armed forces of this nation. We ask you, Father, also to protect this land from those who would disrupt the peace from within. Please protect deputies Steve Spoolstra, Jim Bennett, and Tammy Bennett as they patrol our neighborhoods, restraining evil. Thank you, Lord, for the rain that you have brought us. We ask that you would cause our crops to flourish, that you would bless the hands that work the soil, the hands that harvest the food that we need, and the hands of them that deliver the produce to our marketplace. It seems so automatic to us to see food on the shelves of a market. May we not take it for granted. May we always be aware you are the one that provides for our sustenance. Please continue to bless this land. Father, you've given us incredible growth through technology. You've enabled us to build factories, industrial complexes, hospitals and schools, all which enhance our lives. Thank you, Lord, for providing the means for us to subdue your earth. May we conform our lives to your will. We pray these things in the name of the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Our gracious and most merciful Father in heaven, again we draw close to you because of your abundant mercies that you have bestowed upon us. We cannot cease to praise and to exalt your name, O Lord, because you have done a mighty work within all the earth. In a world of sin and evil, you have gathered a people unto yourself, redeemed, cleansed, and washed those whom you knew by name through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. O Lord, because of your abundant mercies and the grace that you have sovereignly lavished upon us, we are so very thankful, O Lord, because We have been called out of darkness into this wonderful light. But, O Lord, seeing that this is nothing that we have done and that it can be attributed solely to Your mercies, we are mindful of the task that You have given to Your church. Tonight, O Lord, we pray for Christian ministry. We long for this ministry, O Lord, because it is the ministry of life, a ministry of reconciliation, reconciling sinners to their Maker. What an amazing thing. What a task, O Lord. That we, in and of ourselves, are not sufficient for such things. Who is sufficient for this task, O Lord, to bring Your mighty name and salvation to the ends of the earth? But our comfort is that our sufficiency is in Christ. And therefore we pray for the Christian ministry, that Your church, from sea to sea, would minister faithfully unto You, serving You, and doing those things that please You, O Lord. Lord, we know that we are in a time of compromise, where things are being spoken in Your name that You have not spoken, and people are ruling by their own authority. But Lord, we pray that You would continue to build the Christian ministry. We think particularly of the ministry of the Word. We thank You that You have given to Your church the primary means of grace through preaching. Sustain Your Word, not only in this place, O Lord, but through the lips of all those whom You have called across Your earth. That person in the far land doing Your will, sustain them, we humbly beseech You. We think of all those mercies, all those ministries and mercies commissioned by You through Your church. Continue to use them, Lord. We think of every believer. Because You have made us kings and priests to our God, as the priesthood of believers, we ask that each and every one of us and all Christians around the world would seek to be faithful witnesses unto You. Give us hearts for this ministry, to serve and long for the lost. And grant us a longing for Your gospel to go to the ends of the earth, that the saving news of Jesus Christ and His righteousness may be announced from every hilltop before that great day of His return. That the church may be zealous for You, O Lord, zealous for the truth. That You would continue to gather a people unto Yourself from all tribes, tongues, peoples, and nations. For this reason, O Lord, we think particularly of Christian missions. As exciting as missions are, O Lord, we realize that the world is hostile towards You. And even to the message of life, as amazing as it is. Lord, those who seek to take Your word to other nations today are at great risk for losing their lives just to bring this good news of salvation. Lord, we pray for them. Those whom we support as a church specifically, all of those in missions who faithfully bring this gospel. We are in uncertain times, O Lord, and we ask that You would protect them from harm, especially the plots of those people who seek to destroy this witness. Lord, quench through Your word and bring to nothing the forces of Islam and those religions that bring another gospel other than that of the Lord Jesus Christ. That they may be saved through that wonderful proclamation. And sustain all of Your servants for Your mercy's sake. That all of Your missionaries would be sustained with all of their daily needs, their food, water, and the necessities of life. That You would be pleased to use them as vessels to do Your saving work. O Lord, we thank You for all of Christian ministry and mission, because we know that the witness of our Lord Jesus Christ is going out to the ends of the earth, and for that we are so very grateful, and for that we give You the glory. Please hear our prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.